Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
The Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee, sometimes referred to as HACM, provides affordable housing options to over 10,000 families. For years, public housing residents criticized the agency's management. They've filed thousands of complaints about public safety, unsanitary living conditions, maintenance issues, and more. Last week, HACM sent a letter to residents announcing a staff reduction to avoid filing for bankruptcy and apologizing for the agency's misuse of federal funds. An investigation found HACM illegally spent $2.8 million in federal funds to pay staff. The agency's former leader, Willie Hines, recently retired, and former deputy director and chief financial officer, Fernando Aniban, also resigned. Now, under new leadership and with newly appointed board members, HACM hopes to turn things around. Former Housing Authority resident Charlotte Hazlett recently became chair of the board. She joins WUWM's Eddie Morales to talk about the agency's next steps.
With my unique experience of being a former resident, a former employee of HACM, as well as now being on the commission, I thought that, you know, it came full circle for me. I have a very strong HR background, and I've seen the embattlement that HACM was facing. And so I couldn't stand by because my heart is with the residents. I just couldn't idly stand by because, you know, with me being a resident, I am closely associated with how that feels. You know, the feeling of being marginalized or not being heard. So I wanted to be a part of that solution to turn things around, which is why I chose to be on the Board of Commissioners.
Yeah, thank you for that. The Housing Authority recently announced that it's partnering with the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, also called HUD, on the Milwaukee Recovery Plan. And that's coming after the Housing Authority illegally used $2.8 million in federal funding to pay for administrative costs under previous leadership. So what are the repercussions of that? And will any current or former Housing Authority leaders or board members be held accountable for that?
Well, I'm not quite sure of what the consequences are altogether. We are working closely with HUD. For us, the primary thing was, one, to discover it, to figure out what was happening. And as soon as it was discovered, Eddie, we shared that publicly. Now, it was as dismal as it was. We wanted to be as transparent as possible with everything that we're uncovering, because that's the only way that we can heal and move forward as a better organization, right? So we're working closely with HUD. As you know, we executed the agreement on January 31st, and we are working on a current sustainability plan. And I would say with the new agreement, it helps to strengthen that financial controls and quality control process. It enhanced tenant services and improved housing conditions, increasing the occupancy rates, as well as improving collection efforts and establishing clear timelines and reporting progress transparently. So we are focusing on how do we get out of this? Yes, I don't know how we got here. I can be honest with that, Eddie. It's bewildering for it to have carried on as long as it has, just to be discovered now under this new leadership. But we are committed to turning these things around to the best of our ability. And with our new Board of Commissioners, their passion and their commitment, their talents is, you know, married with or partnered with the changing of the executive team and leadership of HACM, I strongly believe that we can certainly meet the new demands of HUD and create a sustaining organization that we can be proud of once again.
The Housing Authority has reduced its staff by 20 and instituted a hiring freeze for stability. What measures are being put in place to ensure the agency's future funding is allocated correctly and transparently while also tending to the needs of the residents?
Well, as you know, we had to take immediate action to ensure the agency's financial stability while minimizing any impact on the residents. Because one thing that we are is resident-focused, resident-centric. So, like you said, reducing staff by 20, instituting a hiring freeze. We are also realigning staff to meet the needs of the agency and better serve the residents, while eliminating non-essential expenditures. So a lot of these cost-cutting measures are not expected to impact the services for the residents because, once again, we don't want to be a part of that problem of marginalizing the residents.
Can you tell me about how the agency has changed overall recently and describe some of the new board members and why they were brought on?
Oh, wow. How we've changed. it is a new day. So with the new era of leadership and accountability, Housing Authority has restructured the board. And with the new leadership, we are committed to transparency, whereas before there was a great lack of transparency that was happening. The agency is now collaborating with HUD, the mayor's office, the city council office, as well as some of the community advocacy groups like Common Ground that really, made waves for the residents. And we're working really closely with the resident organizations as well. So the residents, staff, and other stakeholders, we are really putting forth a great effort for everyone to be informed and engaged throughout the process. So this is more of a collaborative effort, Eddie, than I can have ever imagined with a public housing authority.
You're listening to Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Eddie Morales, speaking with Charlotte Hazlett, chairwoman of the city's housing authority. What would you say are the most pressing issues to address when it comes to some of resident complaints or concerns regarding public safety, housing conditions, and maintenance?
Well, one, we want to make sure, that they have a comfortable place to call home. I mean, it doesn't matter what their level of payment is, they are paying for a service. And like with any landlord, we expect great services. So we're looking to make their houses back into homes where they are free from any pest infestations. They are free from a bunch of crime and things where they feel unsafe walking their neighborhoods. And I know crime is everywhere. Don't get me wrong. Crime is everywhere. But we want them to feel safe in their homes. We want them to be healthy in their homes. Eddie, these are our most vulnerable population. It's our elderly, our disabled members, children, our women. So we want to make sure that we are taking care of them and living up to our mission of providing great housing for everyone. So with that being said, some of the things that we are doing to incorporate the residents as we move forward, because again, it's important that they are a part of this process, because if it wasn't for them, Housing Authority wouldn't even exist. I wouldn't be here. So we've incorporated public listening sessions every month at our Board of Commissioners meeting where they can come in and address us with their concerns, comments, or whatever it is that they have that they would like to share with the Board of Commissioners. We have the quarterly listening sessions at the Housing Authority developments, which will begin on February 26th at Beecher Court in the afternoon. And we're inviting all residents to come out and to be heard. And we can have that platform for them. And again, restoring that power back to the resident organizations that are housed within every development. And ongoing dialogue with those resident organizations will continue, as well as additional opportunities for resident engagements to be explored. So there are some subcommittees that we are working on right now, like ad hoc committees of our Board of Commissions, that we would like to have residents represented around the table as well. So we are creating platforms for them to be even closer with the Board of Commission to be heard, as well as be incorporated into the new era of sufficiencies and stability and just greatness overall for the Housing Authority.
Does the Housing Authority look at other agencies in the region or in the country as a reference to what works and doesn't work? I'm just curious about that.
That was one of the things that the Board of Commissioners placed upon the executive team, is to look across the country. We're even working with HUD. What's going well? What isn't going well? What can we implement or emulate, you know, right away, or model ourselves after? So we don't want to reinvent the wheel. If there's someone out there that's already doing the work and they're doing it well, and it's things that we can incorporate into what we are trying to achieve, going back to a high performing public housing authority, then yes, because it's not a one size fit all, Eddie. You know, you have some housing authorities that have a great maintenance crew. What are you doing? And then there's someone who has a model, you know, finance department that really has its model, it's a standard, or it's exceeding standards. Those are the housing authorities that we are looking to partner with and to work with. And our team is already a step ahead by identifying who and what those housing authorities are and where they are in the country and how we can collaborate.
What do you hope the agency is able to accomplish in 2025?
I have such ambitious plans, Eddie. I'm hoping ultimately to rebuild the trust with our residents and other stakeholders, because we've dropped the ball and there's a compromise, you know, I wouldn't say a compromise, but there are some things that has contributed to the mistrust. So I'm hoping to rebuild trust and strengthen our operations by, one, over communicating with our stakeholders and being brutally transparent, where yes, a lot of this stuff is embarrassing to uncover, but this is where we are. And I'm not in the business of hiding anything, covering anything. The only way we can overcome a lot of the mismanagement is to be transparent, because it equates to accountability. Another thing that I would like to see is for 2025 is the commitment to long-term success. You know, forging a rock-solid plan that sustains us well beyond the 10-year mark, that meets the needs of the residents as well as the community.
Charlotte Hazlett is the chair of the Board of Commissioners for the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee. She spoke with WUWM's Eddie Morales.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.